The ACT government is to go ahead with a controversial needle exchange program in the territory's prison. It'll be administered by doctors inside the jail, and prisoners will only get a clean needle if they hand in a dirty one. Liberal politicians are opposed to the move, and prison guards have responded with caution. But drug policy specialists say it's time for needle exchange programs in all Australia's prisons. Ashley Hall reports.
The proposal for a needle exchange program in Canberra's prison has been a political hot potato for years. And today the ACT's Chief Minister, Katie Gallagher, announced what she hopes will be an end to the stalemate.
We've got high levels of hepatitis C in the jail. We've got evidence of injecting occurring in the jail. We've got evidence of poor injecting equipment in the jail. And, you know, we can't put our head in the sand on any longer on this.
The needle exchange program is just one element of a proposed strategy for bloodborne viruses in the prison, which includes education, screening and vaccinations, access to condoms and drug treatment programs.
We've got the sterile injecting equipment, we've got the doctors in place, the detainees are there. This is really about the practical implementation now.
Under the proposal, the prison's doctors would decide who could take part in the needle exchange program, and prisoners would have to hand in dirty injecting equipment before they receive a new syringe.
We regard it as being a really important public health measure, both in terms of providing proper health care for prisoners during their period of incarceration, but also in terms of providing a public health shelter for the community when they come out.
Dr. Andrew Miller is the president of the AMA in the ACT.
We believe that the one-for-one model and has been set up is the one that is most likely to gain widest support.
And he may be right. Until now, the prison guards union, the CPSU, has been staunchly opposed to any form of needle exchange program in the prison.
The concerns are around occupational health and safety concerns. Also that there's a fundamental belief that this undermines rehabilitation of prisoners. And then, of course, there's all the legal issues about, relying on prison officers to be basically complicit in what is an illegal activity.
But the union's regional director, Vince McDevitt, says he's open to talking to the government about the latest plan.
Look, the union maintains an open mind, as we have from day one.
Just months away from an election, the Chief Minister is sure to have a political fight on her hands. While the ACT Greens spokeswoman, Amanda Bresnan, says the program is worth trialling.
It's a great opportunity that we've got here to actually trial a model, see what happens and then look for improvements.
The Liberals' Jeremy Hansen says it's a bad idea.
By saying, look, we give up, we're going to allow drugs in this jail, it creates an environment where prisoners simply won't go on the rehab programs. They won't get off the drugs.
The president of the Public Health Association of Australia, Michael Moore, released a report last year outlining three options for a needle exchange program in the prison. The government accepted none of them.
Here the Chief Minister has determined a system that she thinks has some strength, that will be established, will get up, rather than one that she thinks will be effectively undermined by prison officers.
John Ryan, the chief executive of the drug policy organisation Annex, says every state government will be watching the trial.
Because they know that in their own prisons there is continued injecting drug use, a continued transmission of hepatitis C and a real risk for HIV.
Professor Michael Farrell is the director of the National Drug and Alcohol Research Centre at the University of New South Wales. He says similar strategies have been tried overseas.
It was implemented across all prisons in Spain because there was very high rates of HIV in the drug-using injectors in the prison population there. And overall, that across with a range of other things have had a major impact.
An implementation working group will now try to iron out the details before the program starts, possibly as soon as early next year.
Ashley Hall.